WNCW. I'm Pam Bunch. This is a series of interviews that I actually wanted to do a while back, but because of one reason or another, it kept being pushed to the back of my to-do list. That is not to say I don't think it's an important series. In fact, I believe it's a very important series, especially in these economic times. And I knew that when I finally did find the time to get these people together, they would still be in business. Take Chris Carroll of Tryon, for instance. When the economic apocalypse came, his business was destroyed. But instead of giving up, he decided to try to start his own business. He knew he didn't have all the knowledge he needed to make a small business a success. So he contacted the Small Business Center at Isothermal Community College and got the help he needed. I first met Chris during our semi-annual professional development day here at the college and asked if he would be willing to share his story over the airwaves. He was, and he did, beginning with what made him think he could run a business by himself.
I've built houses all my life. I don't really know much of other what to do. I've seen the ad for the GATE program at ICC College, and I went, signed up, and had a real good time with everybody there, learned a whole lot, and just decided to start my own business.
So now you've become a more creative person, and you're really an artisan.
Pretty much, yeah. The Unlimited is, my logo is, if you have an idea, we will create it. And it's been a challenge, but we've done a lot so far. It's been real good.
You'll make furniture or anything the customer wants?
Yes, we build furniture. We design decks, a lot of outdoor furniture. We do weeping woodwork, where I have a very good friend that has a portable sawmill, and we'll come and take a sentimental tree out of your yard and build anything that you would want to build out of it, or what we can are limited to build out of it.
If you're saying if someone has a tree that has to come down or maybe was felled by a storm or whatever, but they have a sentimental attachment to that tree, you'll make whatever they want from the tree within the limitations of what the tree, of course, can provide. But if you have a couple of trees that you don't feel sentimental about, say a couple of old pine trees that just shed needles everywhere, would you take those trees and take them away and use the wood for something useful?
We'll come take them down, and if you don't want them, we'll remove them, have them sawmilled, and stick them and let them dry. And I've also started teaching classes now, so we do a lot of things with that. We'll take them to the class and let the students learn how to build things with it also.
Wonderful. So where do you teach?
I teach at Tryon Arts and Crafts down in Tryon, North Carolina.
Now, you said you were in housing construction before the recession hit. Did you have an idea for what you wanted to do before you went to the SBC, or did you go there and just talk to them about what you can do, and then they helped you focus on what you should do?
A combination of both. I guess since I was 7 years old, I had a little Boy Scout axe, and I would always go out through the woods and build forts and kind of play around a lot with, you know, wood and stuff. And as I grew up, I got masonry and all kinds of construction classes in high school, and then I got out of high school and started building houses and stuff for a living. But I kind of collected tools along through the years. I always wanted to build furniture. I kind of done it as a hobby and built stuff, gifts for people, and kind of always knew that I wanted to do that, but I didn't really know how to set up a business in that way. That's what led me to go through ICC and learn how to set up my business.
It's called the GATE program, and it's provided through the Small Business Center here at Isothermal. How long did it take you to go through the program?
I went twice a week. It was, I think, a Tuesday and a Thursday night. It was a 6-week class, and they also let me take other classes. I'm a woodworker. I don't really know a whole lot about computers, so I got to take a few computer classes and some other classes, and I still go back. It's always good to go back and refresh yourself. I don't think you could ever learn too much.
And once you're done with the program, they continue to help you? They just don't throw you to the wolves?
That's exactly right. They're there for me anytime I need them. I get constant emails letting me know what classes are coming up.
Each person is different, so they help you determine the courses you need to be able to handle the business part of it.
Right.
Did you take bookkeeping?
There was bookkeeping, market and development, spreadsheet, classes on taxes. It goes on and on and on, things you'd never ever think about running a business.
Well, that's the thing. Until you actually get into it, you really don't know what you'll need to know.
That's right. That's exactly right.
They got you started, and they walked you through the whole process.
Right. I sit through one market development class. I turned around the very next day and went and talked to several people in Columbus, and from then on, it took off.
So you obviously got a lot out of that class, and you have a webpage, carolunlimited.com. That's C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Unlimited.com. I love your business card, by the way. It's got the web address, phone number, a tree, and it says you're a master craftsman, which kind of gives the client confidence in their skills and abilities. And the motto on it, my only limit is your imagination. Do you have a business Facebook page?
I do. I sure do. They can find me on Facebook.
Which do you like better, what you were doing before building houses or what you're doing now?
They're both a little different, but they're both the same. I still do a little bit of both. I guess they work each other together, and they both go in the same aspect of each other.
I think we're going to find that small businesses have got to lead the way in the comeback of the country, but they have to be successful. Would you say that yours is successful?
It depends on how you define successful. I believe mine is just in the aspect of, like you say, I get a real good personal feeling about what I create to go to the people that purchase my product, knowing that they got something that'll last a lifetime, or it'll last through their families and be passed down as heirlooms and things like that. That's my goal, is to make everything that I build something that the customer really wants and will spread the word and build it from there.
So you feel successful because you love what you do?
Exactly.
Chris Carroll, master craftsman and owner of Carroll Woodcrafts Unlimited. Check him out at carolunlimited.com. That's two R's and two L's. Email him at chris@carolunlimited.com. Call him at 828-899-7272 or check out his work on Facebook. Thank you, Chris Carroll, and continued success for you and your business. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.